The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Many people have told me that God spared my life for a reason. And that reason was to save our country and to restore America to greatness. And now we are going to fulfill that mission together. We're going to fulfill that mission because together we can truly make America great again for all Americans. So I want to just tell you what a great honor this is. I want to thank you. I will not let you down. America's future will be bigger, better, bolder, richer, safer, and stronger than it has ever been before. God bless you and God bless America. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, look at where we are today. That was Donald Trump, his acceptance speech last night. And who could, there's so many different storylines that we could go through today. We won't have time for all of them, but we'll do our best. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is The Trumpet Daily. We appreciate you joining us on today's big show. You can get to the live video stream of this program at trumpetdaily.com or at the Rumble channel, rumble.com/trumpetdaily. Programming note here. To begin with, we'll see how that it goes this afternoon. I am going to be attending to one of my classes, but we're going to come back for a Trumpet Daily Extra or a bonus show tonight at 5 or 5:05 p.m. So basically 6 hours from this moment. So we'll go through a full hour of programming today and then come back. It probably won't be a full hour tonight. But with so many things to cover, I think I've got almost 30 clips, so we'll probably get through about 10 of those. I've got hardly any notes, but something tells me I'll have a lot to be able to talk about today. Let's return back to Donald Trump from last night, clip 23.
We overcame obstacles that nobody thought possible, and it is now clear that we've achieved the most incredible political thing. Look what happened. Is this crazy? But it's a political victory that our country has never seen before. Nothing like this. I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future. Every single day, I will be fighting for you. And with every breath in my body, I will not rest until we have delivered the strong, safe, and prosperous America that our children deserve and that you deserve. This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
Oh. He's been using that golden age line over the last several weeks out on the campaign trail, which is pretty amazing, I think, in and of itself. When you think about Jeroboam and his return and the resurgence that is to the war to recover all of this strength, this prosperity, it's going to be short-lived. We know this from the prophecy. But God did say, and that's what had so many of us jumping for joy last night, because God is the one who said he would return. And he said as much in the acceptance speech. God, he preserved my life. He saved my life. And now God is saving America. Temporarily, so that we might turn to him in repentance and faith. We talked at length about God's mighty hand, particularly after July 13, God saved that man to begin with. Now he's saving America, just as is prophesied in this book. It's all laid out in America Under Attack. Look at how much this shows that God is involved. The return of Trump, the silencing of Obama, the exposing of all of these hoaxes. I'll show you a chart a little bit later. The last three or four elections. And you've got 2020 where suddenly the fake president gets 81 million votes. They fell like 15 million short of that last night. I'm getting ahead of myself. We'll play the clips if we have time. But last night exposed the big lie of 2020. That was somehow a perfect election. Kamala fell 15 million short. We'll tell you what Sundance has to say about that in a moment. We also have some clips lined up from this program 4 years ago when we told you Joe Biden is a fake president. He's a fake president. He wasn't the real president. Donald Trump has won three straight presidencies. And even when everybody left him for dead, as recently as just 2 years ago. 2 years ago, Republicans said, hey, we've got to get rid of Trump because he's the reason we didn't have the red wave for the midterm elections. And now look at where we are. Trump came roaring back. And you have all these commentators last night saying how he's completely reshaped and remade the Republican Party. It's his party. I mean, and then, given all the cheating that happened 4 years ago, I was sitting there last night. Thankfully, I fell asleep early on, so I had a little nap before I was up in the middle of the night. But as I'm watching it unfold, I'm just waiting. They manufactured 600,000-700,000 votes in Pennsylvania 4 years ago. So what happened? I kept waiting. And then I couldn't believe the way the Fox News commentators were commentating. They were actually talking as if Trump's going to win. It's too early to tell with Arizona. 4 years ago, they called Arizona before the polls even closed. What a change in the coverage from Fox News. I said yesterday on the show that God allowed the election to be rigged 4 years ago, and he can prevent it from happening this time. And evidently, that's exactly what happened. God now, again, there were a lot of Republican lawyers and such that were ready to fight when the cheating or the manufacturing or the harvesting of ballots started to roll in. Republicans were a lot more prepared this time around, so we'll give them some credit. But who gets the credit most of all? 1:47 by my clock, 1:47 Eastern time this morning, and they call it for Donald Trump. No 5 days of counting? It's unbelievable. As I say, in a lot of ways, it exposes all that was wrong with the election 4 years ago. The fact that, as my father has said, the rigged election of 2020, it's just blown the lid off of all of the corruption. Where's Obama? They're not swooning like they used to, are they? Where's the Obama cheat machine? That didn't work as well this time. It exposes everything you need to know about these past 4 years, but let's put the focus again right back on God. There is reason, good reason here, to jump for joy in the womb, so to speak. Speaking of that example with John the Baptist, unborn John the Baptist, as he was celebrating. He was in the presence of God. And that's what everyone should be seeing here. God's miraculous hand. Listen to Jason Whitlock. He's the sports commentator. Clip 5.
Wasn't luck. That was God saying, I'm not done with Donald Trump. There's some more he has to do. And here we are today. And oh, I feel so good. It's going to get done. They're not going to be able to rig this thing up. There's too many of us. It's too big to rig. There's too many of us willing to sacrifice everything. When I look at Elon Musk, this man's not even a believer as far as I know. This man has sacrificed. He's one of the richest people in the world. And this man has pushed all his chips into the table and said, look, I know they rig up these elections and I could get jailed or killed for coming out here and standing with Donald Trump, but he's done it.
Look at all the people he's gotten to support him. Such a broad coalition. Even Donald Trump is astonished by all of this. I can't believe how many we're welcoming into this new Republican tent, the working class, minorities, billionaires, everybody. Everybody's included. And as Whitlock brings out there, too big to rig. They couldn't rig it this time. He only needed 270 in the Electoral College votes. And it looks like he's going to get 312. And he's going to win the popular vote? What actions can the Democrats take? They'll try to stop it if they can. Leave it to Jamie Raskin and company. But it looks like they're going to even lose seats in the House. Not that many. But the Senate? The Senate now has, what, a three-four seat majority? If you're keeping track, that's a conservative majority in the Senate, in the House, in the White House, and oh yeah, don't forget the Supreme Court. That was very helpful along the way this campaign season. Helpful for Donald Trump. Listen to Trump commenting. This was from a rally a couple days ago. He's commenting on the July 13 assassination attempt, clip three.
Just a few months ago in a beautiful field in Pennsylvania, an assassin tried to stop our great movement, greatest movement in history. But that brush with death did not stop us by any means. It only made us more determined to finish the job that we had only just started. That was not a pleasant day, I will tell you. That was not a pleasant day. But many people say that God saved me in order to save America. Many people, I've seen it so many times. And with your help, we will fulfill that extraordinary mission together. But had I not made that turn, I wouldn't be with you tonight, and that would have been bad. And I hope that's right. I hope that's right. I hope that God did put me here to really save this country. This country's in big, big trouble.
He's right about that. I think about the storylines that the regime media just gave a pass on for months and months and months. Think about how much the regime media could have been promoting our great God in heaven. God's miraculous hand. Instead, as human beings have done for thousands of years, we just brush aside God. We just dismiss God's influence. We just ignore the hand of God. Now, as I've also said, there's a lot more to this than just acknowledging God's presence. If, as I always say, if God did intervene, then what does that mean for us? How should we respond to that? What does God want for us to do? Because there's sins. I mean, we're just living in a sin-saturated society. And if you look at the blessings and cursings chapters in the Bible, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, you can very quickly see that if you obey God, you'll be blessed. And if you disobey, you'll be cursed. Now, there's a lot of people that are going to take what happened last night as a sign from God that we're going to be blessed no matter what. No, actually, God is trying to get our attention. God wants for us to look to Him and to acknowledge that we got into the mess that we've been in for the last 16 years or so. We've got into that mess because of our sins. And there's only so much a human being or a political movement can do. There's going to be some positive changes that come from this in the short term. There's no doubt about that. And there, as I say, the storylines here are endless. We can't possibly cover them all. But Trump in the past week or two talking about God saving his life so that he could save the country. The only added caveat is that we would add temporarily. This again, America Under Attack, the September Trumpet magazine, as I keep showing. Why is God protecting this man? They tried to assassinate him. They tried to destroy him financially. They tried to put him in prison. They tried to impeach him. They tried to convict him. All of the lawfare, the raid on Mar-a-Lago, this all happened in the last few years. They raided his house with something like 40 FBI agents. The indictments, all the felony charges, 90-some felonies. It's unbelievable what we've witnessed. Here's Dana White last night at the acceptance party, clip 4.
Nobody deserves this more than him, and nobody deserves this more than his family does. This is what happens when the machine comes after you. What you've seen over the last several years, this is what it looks like. Couldn't stop him. He keeps going forward. He doesn't quit. He's the most resilient, hardworking man I've ever met in my life. His family are incredible people. This is karma, ladies and gentlemen. He deserved this. They deserve it as a family. I want to thank some people real quick. I want to thank the Nelt boys, Aiden Ross, Theo Vaughn, Bustle with the Boys, and last but not least, the mighty and powerful Joe Rogan.
The mighty and powerful Joe Rogan. We talked about this on yesterday's show. Rogan comes out and endorses him Monday night. You have all these clips dropped from his interview with Elon Musk. The mighty and powerful Elon Musk. You knew something positive was happening when Musk and this guy here, I think Mike, the Speaker of the House, they all were en route to Mar-a-Lago last night. I'm not sure if Mike Johnson made it there in time. He was in Louisiana, I think, when the results started coming in. But they start turning out in Mar-a-Lago, and Kamala Harris tells her supporters to go home. Very reminiscent of what happened in 2016. And then you look at what the votes Kamala got. It's about the same as Hillary Clinton. She's that unpopular. She's that unpopular. And Trump, we now see that he's not riding a wave of popularity that peaked just over the summer months. He's been on that wave for 5-6 years. It's just that they rigged it. They rigged it in 2020. He's as popular as ever, and he's maintained that popularity for 4 or 5 years now, at least. And there's, as you've heard all through the campaign season, I mean, there's a track record there. It's funny to me, just turning on the meltdown this morning, and actually, for one day in time, they didn't melt down. They weren't talking about Hitler. They didn't say, at least in the first 30 minutes that I saw, they didn't say anything about the death of democracy. They said Donald Trump won in a landslide. This is what it's like to actually report the truth from time to time. Maybe it'll catch on. We'll see. It probably won't last more than 24 hours. And then Fox News, for their part. They did a good job last night, but I couldn't help just sit there and think, where were you 4 years ago? 4 years ago, you were spewing propaganda. 4 years ago, you were calling it for Arizona. 4 years ago, you were a part of rigging an election. That's unforgivable. It should be. But now here they are. They're on board. At least they're on the Trump train. That's more than can be said for the other networks. But still, here's Fox News talking about, as they should, the greatest political comeback in American history. Clip 25.
Even that he's here at this moment from January 7th, 2021 until now is probably the biggest political phoenix from the ashes that we have ever seen in the history of politics.
In the days after January 6th, I remember sitting, I think, with you, Brett, and I said, this guy, Trump, he's radioactive. Republicans have turned against him. They want rid of him. They want him. He's an obstacle. He's a problem. And I thought, no, I didn't think a political comeback by him was possible.
I would say
And yet here we are. He's the toughest son of a gun I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's ever.
I mean, all he's had thrown at him, I mean, I'd be in an insane asylum. And
I think it's not just the greatest political comeback of all time. If these trends continue, a big if, but if, it will be the greatest comeback, I believe, in history, because this man was counted out and called every name in the book. They want to put him in jail tonight. If they could, they would put him in jail.
Final word.
And I hate to get ahead of ourselves, but if he does win and the numbers hold up and the popular vote is what it is, he would have a mandate. Very popular president who's had the greatest upset victory, followed by the most controversial election, followed by the greatest comeback victory we've ever seen.
This is the most incredible political comeback that we've seen since 1968. It's the most incredible remaking of the Republican coalition that we've seen in a way that was really unexpected by all but a handful of people.
We've said it before, Dana, about what former President Trump has faced. If you look at what they call lawfare and what he faced in Manhattan, he still faces a sentencing at the end of November. Judge Marchand there. He is still facing other cases. There is an appeal of the attorney general's case, Letitia James, here, that the appeals court looked like it actually was siding with Donald Trump.
Yes.
And they could have a ruling that either strikes it down or reduces it dramatically right after the election, even though Vice President Harris used that in many ads to say that he was, you know, convicted and he also lost the civil case. It's pretty amazing that we are where we are.
I mean, this is the greatest political comeback since 1892 when Grover Cleveland lost the White House and won it back. So what that means is, love him or hate him, Donald Trump isn't just a once in a generation talent. He's a once in a century talent politically. And keep in mind, this is the matchup the Democrats wanted. They thought Trump would be easier to beat. Part of the reason why they launched this campaign of lawfare against him was to rally Republicans around him so that he would be the nominee. And that may have been a grave, grave political miscalculation.
I think it is really more akin to a political resurrection. If you had asked me on January the 7th or after the fourth of the four indictments, I would have told you I see no way that he'll be the nominee or the president. And now it looks like, look, Sean may be right. Maybe 300 electoral votes.
There is no path, Britt Hume, for Vice President Harris. And just 30,000 feet, what this means.
Well, I'm old enough to remember when Richard Nixon was declared dead in 1962. Remember the famous speech? He said, "You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore." No one could imagine after that failed race for governor that he could have come back in 1968 and been elected president. That was a hell of a comeback. This, to my eye, was a man who was faced with many more slings and arrows than Nixon had been at that time, hated though he was by the Democrats. This surmounts that. This is an extraordinary comeback.
What happened this evening and what's happened over the last year has been described. There were those on this panel who didn't believe that this resurrection could have occurred.
It's not a political comeback to me. It's a political resurrection. I don't think anybody saw this.
So some pretty good coverage on the whole. But the thing of it is, a lot of those same people that you just heard there, there was a time when they counted Donald Trump out. There was a time when they abandoned Donald Trump. As I said earlier, the entire network did 4 years ago. Yesterday, I talked about just what's happened in the last couple years with Elon Musk purchasing Twitter just 2 years ago. And now he's on board. Joe Rogan, you've got the tent ever expanding. But look at the Republican Party, as I alluded to earlier. 2 years ago, when they didn't have the big red wave. I mean, we could play the montages for you again, if you like. It was all because of Donald Trump. Donald Trump was like poison for the Republican Party. Republicans said, we just need to distance from Trump entirely. My father, again, just to emphasize the accuracy of our forecast. Some of the details we don't know exactly, but even 2 years ago, my father says this is actually going to be good for Donald Trump. Here again, they left him for dead. They left him for dead, and look at what happened. It was Trump, just as we wrote at the January issue, 2023 Trumpet. Trump aligned against everyone else, every other institution, the Uniparty, the media. He was going against everyone. There was no Elon Musk. There was no Joe Rogan. There was no big tent. As I say, he was the poison that we needed to extract from the Republican Party if it was going to survive. Now, he is the party. Now he is the party. Listen to Fox News as they called it last night. This was after the Pennsylvania announcement. I think it was then just a half hour or so later that they called it for Wisconsin, which made it official. But once he won Pennsylvania, that was it. Pretty much lights out. Clip 18.
We are now projecting that Donald J. Trump will win the state of Pennsylvania. Former President Donald J. Trump will win the state of Pennsylvania, and thereby he is on his way to becoming the 47th president of the United States. With this, the path for Vice President Harris has narrowed, and there's really no path going forward. It's vanished. This is historic. Everything was about Pennsylvania. Everything from the beginning was about Pennsylvania. Now, former President Trump will win the state of Pennsylvania, and we can make that call, the 19 electoral votes.
Pretty amazing. And that it happened, as I was telling my wife this morning, that it happened relatively early on election night, I guess into the early hours of today, but still. And then that it's just so quiet. I mean, if he's Hitler, you would think there'd be uproars in the streets. Can you see God's hand in all of this? You should be able to see it. God brought him back. God's given us a little bit of a respite from all of this craziness, from all of this insanity. You heard Rogan and Musk yesterday on that clip that I played for you. Musk saying that, yeah, then when they blotted out Donald Trump from social media, that happened less than 4 years ago. Musk said, this is insane. What's happening here? Look at how much things have changed since that time. 2-3 years ago, whether it's in the Republican Party, the regime media being exposed, Donald Trump, this unstoppable force, all of the miraculous interventions along the way. You think about what this means for a second term. Think about the first term. He's coming in. He's never been in politics. He talks about the deep state. He doesn't know the extent of it. He brings in all of these people to his administration, and half of them stab him in the back. And then you've got Adam Schiff and others leading this house, these bogus impeachments. You've got the Mueller investigation going on 2-3 years. The spying, and then it all culminating in the cheating in 2020 and COVID before that, weaponizing that man-made disease, mail-in ballots going all over the country. And now we're looking at a very different second term. And it makes me think of what Mike Flynn said when he was on this show. If they just would have played fair and square 4 years ago, Donald Trump would be winding up his second term now, and then they'd be done with him. As it is, he's just about to get started again. How about that? Listen to Jonathan Lemire. He's on the Meltdown every morning, talking about the landslide victory last night, clip 7.
Yeah, Republicans steamrolled. They have captured the Senate. The House still up for grabs, but those close to Speaker Johnson think the Republicans are on track to have that as well, potentially handing Donald Trump a united, unified Republican Washington, D.C. when he takes office. It was stunning. We thought this election could take days to be counted. It was over late last night, early this morning now with the official call. You mentioned the Iowa poll that so many Democrats had hung so much hope on in recent days that had Harris up 3 points. Right now, the margin for Trump in Iowa is about 14 or 15 points. This is a 16 or 17 point miss.
Unbelievable.
A 16 or 17 point miss there. There was not this surge of voters breaking late to Harris as it turned. And for Donald Trump, it must be said, this is a person, this is a president. He was impeached twice. He botched the handling of the pandemic. He faced four criminal cases. He inspired January 6th, and he won anyway. And now he will return to office with few guardrails internally, encouragement from Moscow and other foreign adversaries, and a Supreme Court that has said that his power is largely unchecked.
No guardrails. No guardrails. He's got a mandate. I mean, they're right. They're a lot of the reason why he has that mandate. This is a boomerang reaction against all the lawfare, even the assassination attempts, and of course the bitter affliction that we see all around us. He has a mandate. He said this is an election that was supposed to go on for days. The Dear Leader tweeted that out last night. He said, now don't get too excited. It's probably going to take several days to count all the ballots. And of course, a lot of us were bracing ourselves for that. But has the Dear Leader lost his dear touch? Listen, everybody, listen. I'm telling you, it's going to take several days to count all the ballots. That's what the Dear Leader wanted. It didn't work out that way. Why? Listen, move ahead to clip 14. This is Kevin O'Leary on Fox News.
And the influences of a Schumer or a Pelosi or a movie star or an Obama deciding to anoint somebody, those guys are gone.
Those guys are gone. Who's been telling you that God is silencing Obama? This is the end of the regime. This is the end of the communist infiltration of the United States of America, at least as far as, you know, the top tier of government. There's still plenty of Marxists in our midst, for sure. But the regime has collapsed. The regime has been exposed. Everyone now sees it for what it is. And they see what Donald Trump now has in front of him. Listen to Chris Wallace, again, another lefty from last night, clip 8.
I mean, let's talk about the significance of a Republican Senate if, and I repeat, if Donald Trump is elected president. It means that they can confirm without any Democratic votes any appointment he makes to his cabinet, to the government, to the Supreme Court, should there be a vacancy. It's an enormous advantage to a president. And at this point, we haven't talked about it much, but in the House, although that hasn't been decided yet, the Republicans have flipped three Democratic seats. The Democrats haven't flipped a single Republican seat. So there is the possibility here of a complete united Republican government with Donald Trump as the president and with a Republican House and Senate, which means that in terms of appointments, in terms of immigration policy, economic policy, environmental policy, name it, he could have a pretty blank check.
According to Fox News website, the Senate right now is 52 Republicans to 43 Democrats. There's several races that still haven't even yet been decided. Republicans could have a 54-55 seat majority, which is huge when it comes to his cabinet appointments that have to be approved by the Senate. In other words, this time around, he can actually go into his second term surrounded by loyalists. And then you add to that what he's then going to be capable of doing to all of these corrupt, treasonous traitors that have been attacking him, persecuting him, ever since he came down the escalator. Listen to Mike Davis. He's an attorney that makes the rounds on, Bannon Show and others. This is clip 9.
What does a Trump Justice Department look like? You are clearly a legal architect for the vision of what Trump justice would look like in this country. Can you expound?
So I want President Trump to pick an attorney general who's going to bring back dignity and justice to the Justice Department. Probably President Trump's most important appointment is the Attorney General. And we need an Attorney General who's going to go over there and clean house and get rid of these partisan actors like Jack Smith, who should be fired on day one, on January 20th at noon. His entire office should get fired. And you know what? I would say to Jack Smith today, it's election day, so I'll say something controversial. Right now, you're the hunter. Jack Smith, after today, you're going to be the hunted, legally, politically, and financially. So lawyer up, buddy.
Wow. Yeah, the tables have turned. They certainly have. Listen, as I say, so much about even last night, just last night and those results. Look at all that it has fully exposed. This is Jake Tapper. He's got a commentator trying to point out to him, you know, where Kamala performed better than I think Hillary, maybe. Well, you'll see in the clip six.
So you asked, are there any places that the vice president is overperforming Joe Biden in 2020? So we could show you that as well. We just bring that out here. Harris overperforming in 2020.
Holy smokes.
There you go. So let this go away and see if there's anything on the east side there.
Literally nothing?
Literally nothing.
Literally not one county?
Joe Biden, if he was awake, he had to have been laughing. She didn't outperform him in one county. Zero. Across the country. Remember the joy and the vibes coming out of the convention? We were told, Meltdown told us, that the vibes hadn't been this strong since the Dear Leader in 2008. So many hoaxes. Exposed. Sundance, commenting on that clip you just saw there, he says, within the video, CNN's Jake Tapper asks a guru, John King, to show where Kamala's doing better than Biden. The result catches Tapper by surprise. And then he says, however, there's a big underpinning reality behind this. Kamala Harris did not underperform Joe Biden. What the data actually shows is the missing fraudulent ballots from the 2020 election. Now that we know the basic 2024 raw vote total, we're able to put a scale on the number of fraudulent mail-in ballots from the 2020 election. It says, based on 2024 vote ballot data, 18 million ballots are missing when compared to 2020. In 2024, there are 18 million fewer votes. That's the approximate scale of ballot fraud from 2020. And then look at the graph that he shows. These are the last four elections. And you see the blue line. I mean, it's pretty much been steady, except for 2020 there, the one where it's just off the charts almost. That's Joe Biden. I guess that's the most popular president in American history. How come they haven't been just sounding, you know, rejoicing over the fact that they just crushed Donald Trump? I mean, it's unbelievable, the turnout, whatever else. You see the graph. And you see the lie. You see Donald Trump gaining popularity legitimately. And then you see the 2020 anomaly. They cheated. They rigged the election. And the numbers coming in now expose it. That's been exposed. You know, as I was telling Sam, you know what else is exposed all the more? The January 6th hoax. The Fed surrection. Those protesters, they were actually right. The election was rigged. And they wanted their representatives in Congress to look through the evidence. That's the whole reason they went up to the Capitol. But the House representatives, the senators, they were intimidated into silence. Largely because of the regime media that played it up like it was the worst attack in U.S. history. The worst attack on U.S. soil ever. Worse than the Civil War. Worse than Pearl Harbor. Worse than 9/11. Those protesters were right. It was rigged. and your dear Republican Party, they were too cowardly to look into it, to challenge it, to stand against it. And as I say, there were more people willing to stand against it ahead of time, this time around. And why would they be more prepared, by the way? Why would there be more Republican poll watchers? Why would there be more lawyers ready to take action if everything about 2020 was just perfect? They know. They knew in 2020, they knew on January 6, 2021, there were plenty of House representatives and senators that were prepared to argue that it had been stolen, that were prepared to send it back to the states for a 5-10 day review. That's what Ted Cruz wanted. He says, look, we can get all this done before the inauguration. But then the feds, they send out all of their informants, all of their undercover FBI guys, and Antifa infiltrated it as well, and they stir up a fake insurrection. As I've said so many times, even from that day on, the bullets have been traveling in one direction. That would be in the direction of MAGA supporters and, of course, Donald Trump himself. As Mike Davis says, the tables are about to turn. The tables are turning. 75 days until the inauguration. And if the regime is right, if they really believe their own propaganda, I guess we're about 76 days away from the executions. The executions begin on January 21. These people, what was the Vox headline? I have it somewhere later, I believe. The Vox headline was that, you know, Americans decide on extremism or whatever it is. But, you know, that could be a good thing. I guess I can't find it. Play what we said back. This would be what, November 9th, 2020. This was from our program. It makes me miss Ed Stone, by the way. This was our old cozy little studio back at the Ed Stone facility 4 years ago, almost 4 years ago to the day. This is clip 19.
They have anointed Joe Biden as the next president of the United States. And now we're in the midst of a period where there's intense, just intense pressure and intimidation on anyone who would hold an opposing view. Silence the dissent. Well, when everyone in the world says, this is the way it is, this is the way we're going, just move along. No dissenting opinions will be tolerated. When you see that sort of thing happening, that's when God's church should speak up and say, well, hang on a second. What does God say? What does God think about all of this? What's God's position? Like I read to you last week, Daniel 2, Daniel 4, Romans 13 and verse 1. God intervenes in the affairs of men. It's God who can raise up leaders and put them down.
Well, I suppose that most of you have heard that Vice President Biden has been declared the president of the U.S. Now, I think that you know, if you look at Amos 7 and you understand it, and I think we understand it very well, that's not going to remain that way, even though it certainly looks like it.
Now, there's always little twists and turns along the way that may surprise us or maybe might catch us off guard, but you've got to step back at times like this and consider what God says and forget about the way that it looks right now, this moment, and instead look at what God says in Amos 7 and in other prophecies.
Forget about how it looks. at that moment. Look at how it looks now, 4 years on. Now, my father said right after, the media, by the way, the media anointed Joe Biden as fake president. That happened 4 years ago. And my father said right away, look, Trump's coming back. We thought it would happen before the inauguration of the fake president. It didn't. And then we came out, I think it was March of 2021, we came out with the cover with Joe Biden on the front, and then President of the United States, asterisk. He's not legitimate. He's not the real president. And then look at how the Democrats have been campaigning basically over the last year, talking about Donald Trump as if he's the real president, as if we're trying to turn the page on Donald Trump's reign or rule. A new chapter begins with Kamala Harris. Yeah. You've heard it all through the campaign season. Look at this is Kamala Harris. I think it was yesterday, early on in the day. She's out there campaigning to the very last minute. Notice the phone. She's supposedly on her cell phone. And then she turns it towards the crowd. And we find out that it's in camera mode. She's not even actually on the phone. Clip 28.
How are you doing? Have you voted already?
Give me a second.
You did? Thank you. Thank you so very much. You know,
it's a perfect illustration of everything we've been seeing for the last several years. All the fakery and the phoniness that's been exposed. She stages the phone calls even. It's perfect. Listen to, again, the show we had 4 years ago. This is clip 20.
What did you expect? The Trump-Russia collusion narrative? That was a complete fabrication. Totally fake. And we've seen fabricated indictments and prosecutions based on fake crimes. There was the fake phone call scandal that led to the sham impeachment that Democrats, by the way, don't even talk about anymore. The global pandemic, at least in the way it was politicized, to shut down entire nations. And in the United States, to rig an election. That was fake. For 4 years, we've seen an avalanche of fake news, fake scandals, phony investigations based on specious and forged evidence over and over again. And now in the last few months, we've seen all the fake polls designed to create an illusion, a fake narrative that led into a fraudulent and phony election full of fake votes that produced, according to the fake news, a fake president of the United States of America.
And it all comes crashing down yesterday, all the fakery and the phoniness. And Kamala puts her exclamation point upon it all with the fake phone call. She's not even really campaigning. And she went out knocking on doors. That was all fake, all staged. The joy and the vibes, fake. She's fake. Nobody voted her in. There was someone last night saying, well, we just got to win this, this, and this so that we can install Kamala as president. Well, she got that right, the commentator. The dear leader has had dictatorial control of the Democrat Party. He's been calling the shots. He's the one who weaponized the DOJ and the FBI. He's the one that's been attacking Trump. He's the one spewing the fakery, the lies, the deception. And so much of it now being exposed, just like my father said that it would be. This next clip, also from 4 years ago, there's another clip of my father talking about what was to be exposed, clip 21.
It does appear very strongly that, well, this man's going to be president of the United States, but I absolutely do not believe that at all. He was in a big parade last night, and they were going down, and he made a short speech. And if you realize what they've done for the past 4 years, you know they're going to continue to do something like this, and I think you're about to see some of the biggest frauds exposed, perhaps ever, because I think it's all contrary to Bible prophecy.
So that's my father just from a couple days ago. Look at what he's still going up against, what he's had to fight against for the last 4 years, and the fraud and the evil and the lawlessness that he's already exposed.
You're about to see some of the biggest frauds exposed, he said. He said that the same day that the media anointed Joe Biden, 81 million votes he supposedly got. I just want to conclude with some of the things we've written in the Trumpet magazine over the last few years. If you're not a subscriber, make sure you call our operators and get a free one-year subscription so you know the news, tomorrow's news, ahead of time. 1-866-930-3024. This one from September 2024, just a couple months ago. The Ascendant MAGA Party. Why? Who would have imagined just 2 years ago when Republican leaders were blaming their midterm election losses on Trump that the richest man in the world and the nephew of John F. Kennedy would be working with a surging Trump movement to scale back America's administrative state? Times are changing, and the MAGA Party is ascendant. That's from just a couple months ago. This is from March 2023, exposing the Uniparty. It says, this coverage makes it seem like the strategy of establishment Republicans who was never to win the election. Rather, the strategy was to throw the election as a means of destroying Trump. This was commenting on Mitch McConnell and how they didn't fund some of these Republican races in the lead up to the midterm elections because they wanted to rid the party of Trump. They're more aligned with Liz Cheney and her crowd than they are with Donald Trump. Mitch McConnell, by the way, is stepping down. He would be the Senate majority leader now. He's out of the way. It's unbelievable all that's happened. Here's another one. This is from the January 2023 Ready for War trumpet. The battle lines are drawn. The stage is set for one of the most dramatic fulfillments of biblical prophecy we have yet seen in our lifetimes. On one side of this political battle in America is the Democratic Party and the radical left. There is also, we now know, establishment Republicans. They are joined by the media, both leftist and conservative, and big tech, with the single exception now of Twitter. All are arrayed together. On the other side is Donald Trump, virtually alone. I mean, this is head tilt miracles that we're talking about here. God's prophecies are sure. Peter wrote about the sure word of Bible prophecy. As I say, this is good reason to jump for joy when you see God intervening, when you see God exposing, when you see the truth prevailing. It says, after all the terrible attacks on this man for the past 6 years, it's remarkable that he has the stamina and the determination and the fight to keep doing battle for this country. He is a man ready for war. The prophecy says he has to war to recover what's rightfully his. Well, look at what he's been doing. He's actually taken bullets. As I say, the storylines here are endless, and you see God involved all along the way. Is America's Supreme Court in Bible prophecy? That's from January 2019. This one here, Donald Trump's going to win. That's from November 2020. Why Donald Trump will remain America's president? As I say, there were a few details we didn't know along the way. We thought it would have happened maybe sooner than this four-year period, this four-year pause. But as I say, even when you step back and look at the big picture, you see a radical regime that basically views Donald Trump as the one who's in power, as the one we're trying to turn the page on, finally and forever. And they couldn't do it. even after the fake president was installed. My father, he had an article in January of 2021, why I still believe Donald Trump is coming back. He said, I want you to remember what I wrote in that article. He talks about one he wrote back in November. I am not running away from what I believed then. What happened in America this past week is not the end of the story. He's talking about the inauguration of the fake president. Even the inauguration was fake. As I said earlier, so much fakery. He says, what happened when Joe Biden was inaugurated as fake president? What happened this past week is not the end of the story. He certainly got that right. The story continues incredibly, amazingly, miraculously. The story continues. The story for today will continue in about 5 hours. So join us for a Trumpet Daily Extra, a Trumpet Daily bonus show. And we'll go to air live again at about 5:05 p.m. Central Standard Time, the time zone for here in Oklahoma. So if you want to watch that, you can go to trumpetdaily.com. If you'd like to live stream it over at Rumble, just go to rumble.com/trumpetdaily. That's all we have time for on this episode of the Trumpet Daily, the fastest moving hour in broadcasting. You're listening to Stephen Fleury. This is the Trumpet Daily. See you in 5 hours.